Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thomas Friedman coming up at a quarter past. The Obama News Conference unveiling his economics team and taking questions on his new emergency stimulus proposals. Coming up at noon on AM 820, Leonard Lopate on FM at noon. Right now, with the so-called draconian fare increases and service cuts looming at the MTA to close its $1.2 billion deficit, New York City Comptroller William Thompson has a proposal this morning to spread the pain to car owners by upping car registration fees. Joining me now to talk about the possible mayoral hopeful's plan is Frank Bracconi. He is the chief economist for the New York City Comptroller's Office. Mr. Bracconi, welcome to WNYC.
Brian.
So if I'm getting the basic idea right, it's to add $100 to the annual automobile registration fee. Is it that simple?
Unfortunately, nothing is that simple. It would be a dedicated sort of surcharge onto the current auto registration fees that the state and city already levy. And that dedicated fee we calculate would have to average about $200 per vehicle. But it would be in order to promote a number of other goals, including fuel efficiency and clean air. It would be weighted towards. It would be based on the weight of the vehicle. So, for among the smallest cars, for example, a Toyota Yaris, which would qualify for the $100 surcharge, would be about the lowest, and it would escalate up depending on the weight of the vehicle. And so, for example, a Lincoln Navigator would the annual fee, surcharge would be $429.
What would a Hummer pay?
Truthfully, I haven't calculated a Hummer. The population in New York City is relatively small of the Hummers, but certainly could be calculated
right.
as well.
And would that be new, that the registration fees would be based on weight?
Well, it has some new elements and some existing elements. So, for example, the state fee already is a weight-based fee. So, for example, the Toyota Yaris annually, I'm picking that because it's one of the lightest cars on the road.
It's a product placement. Admit it.
Well, I have no interest in Toyota, truthfully, but the state fee would be $14.75 as it exists now, for the Lincoln example would be $46.75.
Right.
So you see, there is already that concept is embodied in the registration fees that people already pay.
How much would this raise for the MTA if implemented exactly as proposed, and how much of the service cuts and fare hikes we've been hearing about would it stave off?
We calculate it would pose it would raise about $1 billion if adopted exactly as the controller has proposed it. Now, compared to the MTA's projected budget shortfall of $1.2 billion, one sees that it would close a considerable amount of the gap, not necessarily the entire gap. But I would mention that the controller also proposed reinstating the commuter tax.
Talk about the commuter tax.
Well, that was a tax that had been in existence about 30 years, where people earning income in New York City had to pay a kind of a small percent. It was about one-eighth to one-tenth of what city residents pay. They paid an income tax, on their earnings in the city. That was repealed. That tax was repealed in 1999 and has cost the city several billion dollars worth of tax revenue since.
So do you think that with Democrats now taking control of the state Senate as well as the Assembly, and of course we have a Democratic governor from New York City, that that's going to mean the commuter tax can come back because that's who would have to approve it?
I think there's some speculation along, you know, along those the lines that you just mentioned. I would hope, though, that given the extraordinary circumstances both the country and the region find themselves in at the moment, you know, that the necessity of doing some of these things would be apparent regardless of, you know, party affiliation.
Well, it would certainly get a lot of opposition from the suburbs, just as it had in the past. But let's take a phone call. Here's a reaction from Harry in Greenwich Village to the registration fee idea. Hi, Harry.
Good morning. I live in Greenwich Village, and I would estimate that roughly 30% of New Yorkers who live here and own cars register them in other places to save on sales tax and registration fees and often income tax. Your proposal allows those people who are already cheating us to continue to cheat us. We would need something tied to this, like resident-only parking, in order for this to be fair to everyone. Otherwise, you just encourage more cheating, and you reward the cheaters even more.
Mr. Bracconi?
I think the caller is right, actually, and the controller did propose, along with this MTA funding stream, to establish exactly that, resident-only parking districts. That would not be citywide and everywhere. Visitors could still park freely on many streets and avenues in the city, but there would be some that are primarily that would be designated resident-only parking zones that are primarily residential blocks where only those cars that are registered within New York City would be able to park overnight.
That's in your proposal?
That is in the controller's proposal, yes.
Don in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Don.
Good morning. I'd just like to just say one thing. Why is it that a person who lives in the city and has registered the car, why should I keep subsidizing the TA?
Fair question from Don in Queens. Why are you taxing the drivers to subsidize the transit riders?
I think when you talk about mass transit and private transit or automobiles in New York City, the issues of who's subsidizing who become almost impossible to disentangle. There are many hidden subsidies of auto drivers, and I might mention I do both. I use mass transit and I own a car, and see what the individual is referring to, and know it personally. But the truth is that mass transit drivers subsidize auto drivers in many ways. For example, the fact that we could park free on our streets for the most part, vast majority of our streets, it's free parking overnight and other times. And the commentator is right that there are other ways in which auto owners cross subsidize our transit users. But the fact is we're all one city, and we all benefit from mass transit. Parking and driving would be virtually impossible in this city. It would be so congested without a functioning mass transit system, and vice versa. I think mass transit drivers benefit, you know, mass transit users benefit from that there are automobiles to deliver goods and taxis, et cetera, et cetera. So I think rather to pose it as auto users versus mass transit users, and many of us are both, to realize that there's some fair way to distribute the costs of making the city work properly.
We have Thomas Friedman from the New York Times coming up in about a minute or so. For this plan to be enacted, the state legislature would have to approve either the commuter tax or the car registration or both. Controller Thompson, I understand, is presenting this proposal to the Ravitch Commission today. That's the commission that former TA head Richard Ravitch has put together for the governor to come up with a long-term plan for financing the MTA. How important do you think it is to have the commission's backing to get ideas like this through?
I certainly think that's a major factor, that the commission would need to get behind it in order for it to stand, a good legislative chance. There's no doubt about that.
All right. And while we're still waiting for Thomas Friedman, here's a fan of your idea. It's Michael in Harlem. Hi, Michael.
Yes, good morning. Gentlemen, this is so brilliantly enlightened compared to the elitist policies of the mayor and the governor. And because these proposals that they were making would have, in effect, have been a tremendous tax on working-class people in New York, as opposed to the idea of either a millionaire's tax or these proposals of the controller. It's just demonstrates how wrong-headed this notion that only Michael Bloomberg is capable of leading the city, to have someone come up with these proposals.
Aha, it comes back to that.
Solution.
Michael, thank you very much. Now, Mark in the Pelham Parkway area of the Bronx, I think, feels the opposite. Hi, Mark.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that the middle class is constantly being squeezed. I mean, I pay for private parking because in my area, you can't find parking. And if you park 2 seconds over the time limit in the morning, or if you park by – I've seen people park ticketed on Pelham Parkway 1 minute to 8 in the evening. They park their cars to leave them there, and the traffic agents are out. It seems like this city is going to function on the backs of the middle class, and the people can't take it anymore. People are going to migrate not only out of New York, but they're going to migrate out of New York State to places farther south.
Mr. Bricconi?
As they did in the 70s.
Frank Bricconi from the controller's office. Talk to Mark on Pelham Parkway.
Well, I have a lot of sympathy for his frustrations, and I consider myself a middle-class New Yorker just like he does.
Do you have a car, sir?
But the fact is that the system needs money to run, and there must be some realistic alternatives about how it's going to be financed.
And Mark, what about the squeeze on the middle class for the ever-rising subway fare? Mark, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
The squeeze on the middle class with the ever-rising subway fare and reduction in service.
I want to know if this gentleman has a car.
I do.
You do? Okay, where do you live, sir?
I live in Queens.
Okay, and you're willing to pay this tax?
Yeah,
I got the notice there was a – that means you really don't want to pay the tax either. I mean, there's other ways. There are people who are much more affluent than the people
give
making
me away,
$60,000
Mark.
A year.
Give me away.
What?
Give
well, tax the rich. Tax the people that have the money. I've said this before. Bloomberg, it's interesting, and I said this before, and I voted for Bloomberg the last time. The problem I have with it is when you park your car 1 minute before 8 or 7, the traffic agents are down there. When Bloomberg had a party in his private residence, he blocked off a whole street and had cops protecting his friends' cars who double and triple parked. Where is the logic in that?
Mark, let me ask you one quick question as we run out of time here.
Sure.
Are you going to vote for Bloomberg a third time if you have the opportunity?
No way. History is proven. Every mayor who goes for a third term and is in a third term goes down in flames.
You have a candidate of choice?
I would probably, to commit myself, I would probably vote for Wiener.
All right. Mark on Pelham Parkway, thank you very much. Frank Bricconi, give me a last word in about 15 seconds about the controller's proposal.
I would just point out that the proposal is also geared to encouraging fuel efficiency and to create additional parking resources by sort of downsizing the city's vehicle stock. And if you want to solve some of these problems, you just have to make the hard choices that are required.
Frank Bricconi, chief economist for the New York City Comptroller's Office. You heard the two proposals coming out from Bill Thompson and Frank Bricconi today to increase the registration fees on cars, mostly according to weight, to help subsidize the MTA and stave off some of the transit cuts, also to reimpose the commuter tax. Comptroller Thompson, maybe at this hour, proposing it to the Ravitch Commission appointed by the governor to study financing for the MTA. Frank Bricconi, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thomas Friedman next. Stay with us.